Gavin, you've been in the Coghill Celtic hot seat for over 11 years. You were always ambitious. The Ulster Senior League, the FAI Intermediate Cup, they were the initial priorities. Then last couple of years, it's back in a show and league, FAI Junior Cup. And now this is a totally new chapter, but in many ways it reflects the ambition that you have always had and Coghill have had. You want to be at the highest level you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose in football and sport or whatever, you want to achieve what you can achieve. It was always an ambition of ours to do well, probably locally, and then nationally, obviously, came later years. Then, obviously, going into this third tier now, this is a complete different challenge. Probably nothing that was ever in the agenda for the club or for us, but once it was talked about, and once the Ulster Senior League probably demise, it was sort of something that we really had to go for, I think.
Yeah, and with the demise of the Ulster Senior League, the eventual arrival of this third tier, I mean, it's come at a good time in that sense.
It's come at a brilliant time. I suppose the club and the show in itself and Donegal, I suppose, is a hotbed for soccer. The age profile of our squad's quite decent for going into this. The facilities and stuff that we have are ready for it. Like, so I suppose it's a natural next step. Don't get me wrong, it's brilliant winning trophies, brilliant winning leagues and being so successful over the years, but you need the challenge as well, and this is a big, big challenge coming forward for us, you know.
It's also a little bit of a voyage into the unknown in that you're used to most of the opposition you're playing. In fact, you're probably sick and tired of playing some of them nearly week in, week out. But there's going to be teams now that you're coming up against that you've never played before.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing about it. Like, you're going on the unknown as such. You know, it's tier three in Ireland. It's playing against players that want to play at a high level. It's playing against players that are probably coming down from the League of Ireland Premier Division. So there'll be a mixed bag. We're going to new grounds, new stadiums, playing in front of bigger crowds. So all in all, that's very exciting for us, I think, you know.
And this first year in the third tier, do you think, you know, some teams will be going in really looking for finishing at the top right from the word go, and others maybe finding their feet a bit?
Yeah, a bit of both for everybody, I would say. Like, we won't fear anybody. Look, our ambition will be to try and win, as we always do. We know that's going to be a lot more difficult, but at the same time, this short season, it's going to be a bit of a sprint. Like, it's going to be totally unknown. Teams are going to be going out, finding their feet, finding the travelling, finding understanding their own new players that are in their squads, as usual. So, like, I wouldn't read too much into the short season, but at the same time, it'll be nice to hit the ground running with it and do well in preparation for next year. Like, we're generally looking at as a squad for over the next 18 months and not the next 4 or 5 months. So that's what we're looking at. So we're looking at our squad at the minute and looking that it sticks together for a period of a year and a half and see how we go.
And over the years, I think you've had 25 trophies under your management. You've had a great knack and an ability, and I suppose it's testament to your own career and how people respect you, that Coghill just keep finding players and bringing players through, and you have to keep doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. We always felt every summer, every break, you needed to add two or three just to give a bit of energy to the squad, a bit of impetus. You're always going to lose players. Players move on. Players moved on to higher level. Players retired, you know, over the years. So you always have to rethink. And there was times where it was challenging. There was times where we had to, you know, sign 6 or 7 or 8 players in the summer window, which was difficult to say the least. And thankfully, our squads have stuck together. The players come in and embrace the culture, you know, and continued. And when you're winning, when you're successful, players want to be there, you know, and that's what it boils down to with signing new players as well.
There's going to be a bit more travel because of the way the league is set up, but it's not as bad as maybe some people had made it out to be.
No, nowhere near, to be honest. We're looking at the short season here, and we've 3 away trips. We're in Dublin twice and Galway once, and then the full season we're more or less going to have 7 away trips with Letterkenny and Bonagy within the league. So it's actually less than what we travelled in the Intermediate Cup runs and Junior Cup runs, because we were in Cork, we were in Tipperary, we're in Waterford. No, each of them seasons we had some horrendous draws. So if we look at them seasons, the full season and a tier three will be less travel and less miles than it will. So it's not an issue for us at all. It's not really been spoken about with the players. It's not really been spoken about with us. Like, we're just looking forward to playing these teams, playing these clubs, and playing at this level and testing ourselves.
And just a couple of other things, Gavin. One, since you took over, you've hardly had a season's break. You've hardly had a midsummer break, a midwinter break, because between winter soccer crossing over with summer soccer cup competitions. But now in this third tier, you will probably be operating more sort of a February to November. So in the long run, that changes things.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a big fan of the calendar year football, and I think that the FA missed a real beat by, once the League of Ireland was successful, moving to calendar football, that every league in the country should have followed suit. It probably eventually will at some point, but there's a lot of sticking points, there's a lot of reasons why. But again, and training during the summer, training on grass, all that there will be advantageous to ourselves, the players as well, and the pitches, the surfaces, the weather, everything will be more positive on that front.
And finally, you know, what does this mean to you, to the Buncrana area, to Inishowen? I mean, you've proudly flown that Cockhill flag, and this is another opportunity.
It is, yeah. I think, suppose, going forward now, like, we are, suppose, representing Inishowen, representing Donegal at this level, and hopefully going forward, going further. We will want the best players with ambition to come to us if they don't go to Derry or Fun Harps. You know, that we're the next port of call, players that want to really do well. We want to take the Derbyism out of, you know, being back in Inishowen for the last 3 years has been excellent. It's been really enjoyable. But we want to take out Derby as a middle with all our clubs, and want to work together, and we want to be the forefront, and all our clubs like looking at us and saying, right, well, if we have players that can move up and step up to that level, then we'll support that. And exactly the way we've done with players that moved on to Fin Harps, to Derry, to Coleraine or wherever over the years. I think that's the way football should be. I think that's our ambition. That's one of the main reasons why we've pushed to get to this level, pushed on because of players in the area. There's loads of ability, there's loads of talent. I think a lot of it's just maybe not pushed on enough, maybe not ambitious enough within the players or maybe within the clubs to push themselves. And that was one of the main things for me personally, because of my background of maybe playing in the League of Ireland or Irish League, that more players get that opportunity to do that from the area. And it's difficult. People need to sacrifice things. People need to work hard and do. It's not just about ability, and our players will see that over the next couple of years as well. But look, it's a massive step. It's a really positive step, and I think everybody's really looking forward to it.
And just one last thing. Do we know the date of your first match, and what's sort of the plan between now and then in terms of pre-season?
Yeah, so we're back in pre-season now on the Tuesday the 7th of July. We've four pre-season fixtures organised, Anstruther, Strabane, Carrowrea and New Buildings at the minute, probably adding on a fifth. We're in the last 32, I think, of the FA Junior Cup, which is against Glenmuir Celtic from Dundalk, and that's in August the 9th, so that's our first competitive game, which is perfect for us, really, going forward. If we won that, we're away to Fairview Rangers, which is a massive tie. Probably us and themselves are the favourites now to win the FA Junior Cup. So that's a massive tie. That's on August the 16th. And if whoever comes out of that is an FA Junior Cup final the weekend after that, and then the first league fixture for the National League is the 30th of August. So it's really on that, as I said earlier, we have to start off sprinting, and we're going to be right on that from August the 9th, you know.